This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, we have a couple people that looks like are going to be leaving their jobs due to sexual misconduct investigations. We're being told that PBS host Tavis Smiley has been suspended, and PBS will no longer distribute Tavis Smiley following what a spokeswoman called, quote, multiple credible allegations of sexual misconduct. That was uncovered by a recent investigation into the late-night host's behavior. So the news of this suspension, which is his show produced by TS Media, was first reported by Variety, and in a statement, PBS Vice President for Corporate Communications Jennifer Byron said the company had engaged an outside law firm to investigate troubling allegations regarding Mr. Smiley. This investigation included interviews with witnesses as well as with Mr. Smiley. The inquiry uncovered multiple credible allegations of conduct that is inconsistent with the values and standards of PBS, and the totality of this information led to today's decision. You know, good for PBS for actually doing an investigation. Hopefully the investigation was a very fair one. But, you know, every day we're hearing somebody is losing their job because of sexual harassment claims. And on one end, if they deserve it, you know, to lose their job, then good. Justice served, even though the justice hasn't been served yet because they haven't even gotten their trial or their hearing. Have got a chance to defend themselves. But if they were guilty, then, all right, then, you know, leave. And leave, you know, don't let the door hit you on the way out, you perv. But for many people out there that are afraid that, you know, one accusation is going to be believed and, you know, now you're tainted, and there's no way to recover from it or prove your innocence, it's pretty scary. Now, we're also being told that Blake Fahrenthold, a Texas lawmaker, I believe Republican, accused in a sexual harassment lawsuit, will not seek re-election. I think he's still going to stay put, but he is not going to seek re-election. He has been under fire over a sexual harassment lawsuit. And Paul Ryan said that he will retire from Congress. I'm not exactly sure what day that would be. They believe it's going to be sometime this month. He would have resigned this month, but he would be gradually leaving from what we understand. According to Paul Ryan, he said, I had a couple conversations with Blake Fahrenthold yesterday, and I think he's making the right decision to retire. Unacceptable behavior has been alleged in those stories. Now, he was seeking a fifth term representing the coastal bend of Texas, has been under intense fire since it was disclosed that he settled a sexual harassment lawsuit filed by a former aide with $84,000 in taxpayers' money. Okay, you do not settle a sexual harassment lawsuit using taxpayer money. But I understand why taxpayer money has been at the crux of these settlements, because if somebody wants to claim that you're a public health official that did something when you didn't, how do you defend yourself, which is another subject we need to talk about. So he has said the settlement was a strategic decision to put the matter at rest, even though he insists the charges are untrue. One thing we don't talk a lot about is settlements, and I'm not saying he's innocent, and I'm not saying he's guilty, but in medical judgments, all right, settlements happen, medical settlements, malpractice settlements happen all the time without it going to trial in the malpractice suit when the doctor was completely innocent. And I know a lot of you guys aren't going to believe me. You're going to be like, yeah, right, Dahlia, you're just saying that. And I'm like, well, no. Because what ends up happening is somebody, let's say, doesn't like a scar, or you had to remove a mole that you thought was cancerous. It ended up being benign, but they don't like the deformity they have. or you saw the patient, you diagnosed them with a sore throat, you tried to treat their sore throat, then you're like, ah, let's get a specialist. The specialist sees them and says, oh, it's cancer. But somebody claims you should have sent them to the specialist day one or a lot sooner than the referral actually happened. So there's a variety of different cases that happen. So when you get sued as a doctor, you go to your malpractice company. And you go, okay, you know, looks like, you know, we got somebody that wants to claim a suit. The malpractice company takes a look at it. If they think that they could win, you know, assuming that, you know, the jury is going to, you know, read through the BS and whatever, all right, they're going to fight the case. But if they're like, nah, 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 let's just give them $20,000 or $30,000 and let's move on, the medical provider is stuck. He's like, but I'm innocent. The patient has a sore throat. I looked at their sore throat. I recommended that they go to the ENT, which was good. ENT sees the cancer. I mean, we were on it like, I don't know, like, you know, barbecue sauce on a rib. We did everything right. Yeah, but the person had cancer. You're not going to win over a jury. So either take the settlement or on your own, all right, at your own risk, we will try defending you, but if you lose, we're not going to pay. So then medical doctors are like, well, I guess fine, we'll do the settlement. But now I have to have that on my record that I settled when I'm not guilty. Ah, you know what? It's worth it, because if you lose the lawsuit, that looks worse. So many doctors are talked into settling. That's why things went so crazy with malpractice insurance, because patients got wind of this in the early 2000s and the late 90s. The late 90s and early 2000s are like, wait a second. The average malpractice company may settle because they're afraid of it going to trial, because it's really not a, you know, the jury isn't a trial of their peers. A lot of doctors don't serve on the jury. And even if you do, there may only be one doctor out of all of them. And the average person doesn't like doctors. They think all we do is golf and make money, which is not the case. So, you know, if a malpractice company doesn't think we're going to win over a jury, then they're going to recommend settlement. So a lot of people like to take advantage of that. Now, are there real malpractice cases and real settlements that, yeah, absolutely. There's mess ups and screw ups. I mean, look at that doctor that carved his initials, you know, with an argon beam laser, you know, when he was doing liver transplants. There's idiots out there, trust me. But, you know, when I hear that a doctor had to settle, even though everybody else would say, oh, okay, so he got sued and didn't want to get sued, so he settled, I'm thinking, wait a second, that settlement was, look, let's just give them the money they want and let me move on. And so, unfortunately, you know, it looks like an admission of guilt when it's not. Now, what I want to know is, why do we have so many people here, and is there anybody who hasn't sexually harassed in Congress? Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So UCSF has fired the head of their sexual harassment prevention office. Apparently, they fired him last spring after determining that she ordered an employee to falsify dates on complaints to make it appear that they were handled more efficiently, according to the Chronicle. And the medical school, UCSF, confirmed that it fired Christina Perez-Abelson in April after an investigation prompted by a whistleblower found that she had instructed her staff to hide files from an auditor. She had been on paid leave since June 2016, according to the investigator's report from the California Public Records Act. Now, Perez-Abelson denied the findings and called the investigation process inadequate. In an interview, she painted a picture of an office overwhelmed by rising number of sexual harassment complaints, too few employees, and poor guidance from the University of California's headquarters on such key questions, when the official start date of a complaint should be. Now, UCSF said it fired Perez Abelson for, quote, serious misconduct that included instructing her subordinates to withhold files from an auditor, falsify dates on case files in her office, and backdate an investigation report. This action was taken after a thorough investigation into whistleblower complaints. Now, she is an attorney. She was hired in August 2013, soon became director of their prevention of harassment discrimination, just as the number of complaints at UCSF spiraled upward. 9 UC Berkeley students and alumni have come forward, accusing campus officials of treating their sexual assault allegations too lightly. That's an action that precipitated an avalanche of sexual harassment complaints on university campuses across the country. Within months, dozens of more students from UC alone had filed complaints with the U.S. Department of Education. So Perez Abelson and her predecessor at UCSF handled about 40 complaints a year. Then her workload jumped to 250 a year. She said, I don't think anybody expected that to happen. And I had no investigators for a very long time. She investigated some of the cases, some went to her associate director, some went to outside investigators, some went to human resources, but many of them bounced them right back because they were overworked. And, you know, I'm not saying this in her defense, but, you know, staffing was not very abundant during the recession. And so I wouldn't be surprised if people left stuff on their desk. And so, she said there was no guidance on how to implement the policy. UC changed its sexual harassment policy 3 times, from February 2014 to January 2016. And on June 10, 2016, someone called UC's whistleblower hotline and said Perez Abelson had repeatedly instructed staff to cover up and put an accurate date. So she was later put on leave and paid leave, from what I understand. So, you know, when you see these, you know, and you hear, oh, my gosh, you know, you hear just, you know, this place had to, you know, this person had to leave because of, you know, sexual harassment and allegations. And, you know, we have a real big cluster, mushy pool of chili when it comes to how we're handling these claims, how we're handling these investigations. You know, we don't, if there's not even enough staff, if there's not even proper processes, you know, in these institutions, such as a medical school, for crying out loud, all right, you know, then how are people who are victims able to get, you know, their complaint in and stop future harassment? Or how are people who are innocent of being falsely accused able to protect themselves? And so, you know, we've been dealing with a lot of issues over the last few years. We've been dealing with the economy. We've been dealing with Obamacare. We have Kim Jong-un in North Korea just dying to nuke somebody. All right. We have, you know, cartel issues and immigration issues. And, you know, there's so much going on. And all of a sudden, even though this has been a problem for decades, for centuries, but all of a sudden now, every company, like number one, I mean, we are talking at the top of the, you know, at the forefront of their meetings, now has to deal with sexual harassment and has to make sure they have policies in place, have to make sure they're investigating correctly, have to make sure it's being stopped. And this is going to be an ongoing revolving door. You know, we're hearing all these, you know, senators or congressmen, you know, being accused and we're expecting more. And I'm sure every man, especially, you know, in America is freaking out that somebody from their past is going to say, well, yeah, he assaulted me, whether they did or not. So, you know, not a lot of people are sleeping well. And everybody's kind of freaked out that their lives are going to, you know, just crumble. You know, this congressman, you know, who had to settle a lawsuit, he settled the lawsuit, but no, it's not in his past. It's coming out. And so he's going to resign and not seek re-election. Any sort of sexual harassment or sexual assault claim that gets as far as being on paper next to your name is going to do you in, possibly for decades. And it's not something you did maybe just last week. It could have been something you did years ago. And again, we pay for our mistakes. We all do. But it's this tsunami now that we have of allegations and stepping down and resigning and, you know, but do we have a very predictable, faithful process that we could use, very consistent process that we could use so we could say, look, you know, he was vetted, she was vetted, you know, this really happened. So this other, you know, with PBS, they're a big company. So yeah, they hired a legal firm. they did the investigation, you know, and if the legal firm did exactly what they were supposed to do ethically, then they had the data. They have some scientific evidence where they could say, look, this is why we came to this conclusion. Because you can have, in some states, lawsuits for wrongful termination. You can't do that. You terminated me with no proof. But nobody wants to have any association with anybody that has any association with any assault or harassment. Now, does the average guy at work joke around with the ladies? Not all of them do. I've worked with men that don't, but I've worked with a lot of men that do. And it's the gamut of anywhere from telling a dirty joke, which I would always giggle at. I like funny jokes, all right? You know, but again, a lot of women, they find them offensive, and I get that. So anywhere from a dirty joke to accidentally banging into them, you know, when they're trying to, you know, go up to the bar and, you know, get the drinks or, you know, bus tables or whatever, to actual assault and rape. So the gamut of things happen in work. Men and women are together. And you have some people that have absolutely no willpower, no control. You have some people who are predators. You have some people who are really, really sick. But then you have others that are playful. And there's a lot of play that happens sometimes. Sometimes the ladies like it, the ladies play back. And you as a guy could very easily get caught and trapped. And so a lot of men are probably going to, they don't know how to bring this up, but I think a lot of men out there are going to ask to be in a man-only work environment. And I don't blame them for wanting that. You know, we women, you know, we've progressed so much, and, you know, hopefully, you know, being victims to sexual assault, we can, you know, make some changes such that we don't have to fear coming forward. But then with every, move that where we progress, we're going to be putting ourselves back a few steps. And so if you ask the average guy right now, with what's been going on with this whole Harvey Weinstein and Matt Lauer and, you know, Conyers and just everything that's been going on, all right, and, you know, they're worried about being accused themselves, either falsely or rightly. And they would probably prefer right now to just be surrounded by men. So there is nothing that they could do later that gets themselves in trouble. And so are we going to have men-only workplaces and female-only workplaces? Now, some of you are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're over-exaggerating. Yeah, it's not going to get that bad. I don't know. How many guys are really going to want to work next to a lady right now? And I'm not very at ease with what's going on because I don't want everybody assuming that I am going to, at the drop of a hat, accuse somebody of doing something. Well, you know, Dahlia is kind of curvy and, you know, she's not the skinniest person in the room. So if I accidentally bang into her, she's going to accuse me of assault. Just keep Dahlia away from me. That's concerning. You know, now luckily for GCN Network, you know, my studio is, you know, across the country, you know, right? So I don't have to accidentally, you know, knock over anybody's microphone. Okay. When I, you know, turn around because I do got big booty. I apologize for that. So, you know, luckily I could have an amazing work relationship with the guys at GCN Network and nobody has to be fearful. But is that going to be the ideal situation where women and men work remotely? No, because Dr. Dahlia, somebody could say something and, you know, and over the phone or over Skype, harass them. I don't know what the answer is. I really don't. But any guy out there that doesn't want to work around females, at this point, I understand. It's just, it's a shame that it's gotten to this. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys. We are back with Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So this is interesting. They say San Jose has approved 40 tiny homes for the homeless. Have you guys seen these old tiny homes? Well, the city of San Jose has approved a pilot program to erect 40, quote, tiny houses as small as 80 square feet or as large as 140, depending on the design, as temporary shelters for the homeless. Now, San Jose lawmakers are still trying to figure out where to put them. This is Northern California. It's pretty highly populated. Land isn't cheap, Northern California. And you don't really have a lot of people wanting in their neighborhood to move these in. Remember we were talking about with San Diego? They're going to be making these tents that homeless people can be in and come to. But neighborhoods are like, well, I don't want to be a mecca for homeless people. You know, why are they coming to our neighborhood now? Our property values go down. So you don't have a lot of people there that want the homeless to come into their neighborhoods. According to San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo, we will not be considering whether we allow homeless in our neighborhoods because they are already in our neighborhoods, he said. Right, he shut that down fast. He said the question is whether we are going to allow them to be housed and how. So some San Jose locals supported the project. Bob Stromberg, a manager with the anti-homeless group Destination Home, told the council, the scale of our crisis will no longer afford us the luxury of being choosy. So that means this is going to happen. Now, plenty of others have been very, very concerned. Okay, very concerned. Increased neighborhood crime, neighborhood blight, poor sanitation, safety and health, hepatitis A, property values dramatically lowering, they say. A tiny homes community is making people very nervous. The homeless in our area continue to enter our community, scoping our homes and property. These tiny homes could be a magnet for more homeless to come into our area. Another letter criticized not the locations, but the homes. They say the cost of these tiny homes is misuse of taxpayers' money when there is a less costly alternative. The housing department has been working for 2+ years on a project. And wasn't the whole point of these sleeping cabins to be cost-effective and put up quickly? How will that help those living in them when you are segregating them from the general population? There will be a stigma attached to those living in these tiny homes. Now, these little baby tiny homes, I mean, they're really small, are supposed to be aesthetically pleasing. They're supposed to be space efficient. It's interesting, I'm looking at the pictures. They look like little, like condos, even though they're really, really tall and they're really small. And they're gorgeous. They're like, they're gorgeous rooms. The idea and the theory behind it is nice. But this is the whole, this is the whole issue we have in terms of liberal or democratic, suggestions and their call for action, I can't come up with a better word than suggestions, but then the Republicans' practicality come in. So, for example, the pilot program, these little homes cost about $73,000 each. Each little home is $73,000. And the $2.4 million that the city has set aside doesn't cover the entire project. Now, this is being reported by SanFranciscoCurb.com, so I don't think it's a very political site. I think it's pretty neutral, if not, you know, I don't know. So, you know, the idea of, and trust me, I understand, you know, because I have a lot of more, you know, socially moderate ideologies that I think we, you know, are imperative to make our country great. We shouldn't have homeless people dying on the streets. We shouldn't have homeless people cold and sick and becoming more sick because we don't have proper facilities or proper ways to rehabilitate them and get them into, you know, I agree that we need to take care of our homeless. That comes from the Bible. I mean, you do. You take care of those in need. You do, and that is a job of our society. But you can't just sit here and promise the world and not look at the practicality of these things. So building each homeless person a little home at 73 grand a pop, not including real estate and where these can go, and not, you know, who is policing the area? What about security? Who's making sure nobody's getting raped? You know, what if people have mental illness and they don't sleep in these homes? What if they pee on the outside of the homes? Who's handling the cleaning of it? You know, a lot of people who are homeless, you know, they're homeless because they have severe schizophrenia or they have a severe mental illness. And so, you know, promising we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to, you know, put these homes up into, it's a fabulous, very, very unselfish, amazing thought, you know, and very admirable, but where's the practicality with it? So what do we do for our homeless population? All right? Do we have enough money? Do we have enough resources? Do we, what do we do? Well, if a big part of our homeless, situation is mental illness, then we need to be able to treat people with their mental illness. You can't just give somebody new clothes, a shower, food, a place to live, and not treat the underlying schizophrenia or delusional disorder or bipolar or severe depression or alcoholism. Or, you know, you can't do that. But I think one thing people are realizing is the homeless situation isn't just a certain population that we have nothing to do with. The more homeless populations you have, the more it affects us. When we see these hepatitis A outbreaks, it's not just homeless people, it's affecting non-homeless people. And so if you have communities of homeless people, now it affects your property values. So in a way, Americans have to be kind of bit before they notice and want to help. But, you know, how much can we do? You know, if we don't have enough taxpaying dollars, they only had $2.4 million set aside to help with the homeless situation. First of all, it's not enough. $2.4 million is not going to cut it. And then maybe you should rethink $73,000 homes that are only 80 square feet. Apparently, that's a good price for Northern California, I guess. But that's a problem. That is a huge problem. So do we have little colonies? Do we, you know, if everyone's worried about property values, is there government-owned land where you could set up a city for homeless people that can come to temporarily, and then you have, you know, government workers that can help rehabilitate them, get them treatment, get them on their feet, get them into public housing, you know, and why do we have so many people requiring this? Is it that we aren't handling all the mental health issues? Is it that we don't have enough jobs? Is it that, you know, so many people are going to alcohol or drugs or whatever? You know, I think the numbers of homeless are so underestimated, and I think our mouths would drop when we find out how many we're dealing with. We see it all the time. You know, in where I live, by the freeway exits, when you get off the freeway ramp and you're, you know, waiting for the light, there's always a different family at the light. Sometimes it's with the kids, sometimes they're not, sometimes it's a veteran, sometimes it's, you know, they have signs, and it's not in an area of town where you would expect a lot of them. I go to the area multiple times in that part of town where, I mean, there's just hundreds of people on the street, and and that's just, you know, one or two blocks near the rescue mission or near one of the TV stations that I go to, and so It's very prevalent. And many people are homeless, not even the ones that live on the street, but they're living out of their car. And once their car dies, they're going to be on a sidewalk. You know, how many people out there are living out of their cars? I think a lot of them. Once you get kicked out of your house, once you lose your job. So I don't know what the answer is, but San Jose residents are kind of up in a tizzy. And again, the more socialized we become, you know, the more, the more we say, look, you know, we got to help our poor, the more you may start to see resistance because people aren't going to want to pay for that. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How many of us make New Year's resolutions tied to losing weight, more exercise, and overall physical fitness? Well, American Century Investments' Jay Hummel says, don't forget about financial fitness.
New Year's is the perfect time to reassess your finances, as well as to educate yourself on financial solutions that can help you prepare for all of your life stages, including retirement.
Find out how at AmericanCentury.com. That's AmericanCentury.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We got some breaking news. We are being told that Speaker Paul Ryan is reportedly considering retiring after next year's midterm elections. Politico reported today that Ryan has told his closest confidants that his current term as Speaker will be his last. According to interviews with three dozen of his colleagues, aides, lobbyists, and allies, not a single person believed Ryan would stay in Congress past 2018. He told reporters that he is not planning on leaving the House, but may resign as Speaker. So, A lot of speculation has been going on for a while now. If the Republicans do pass tax reform, I mean, that would obviously help his position, but maybe he just doesn't like it. I don't know if I would want to work with politicians all the time. I don't know if I would really want to, you know, look like I'm not effectively doing my job, because nobody can sit there and, you know, agree, and everybody's worrying about their own political careers. But they say a few of the possible names to replace Speaker Ryan could include Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Majority Whip Steve Scalise. He was the one that almost died after that mass shooting in June. GOP Conference Chairwoman Kathy McMorris Rogers, Representative Mark Walker from North Carolina, Chairman of the Republican Study Committee. So we'll keep you guys posted with that. Paul Ryan has been kind of, they say, growing weary of Washington. I guess he told the National Journal in 2014 that he would not be in Congress another 10 years and had no desire to spend his entire career in Washington. And remember, Paul Ryan was the vice presidential nominee. And Speaker John Boehner, after, you know, Ryan and Romney lost, talked him out of retiring, offering him a waiver that would allow him to continue to serve as chair of the Budget Committee. So, he still has three young children. And, maybe politics aren't for everybody. But, he's not doing a bad job. Considering what we're dealing with, I guess he's doing as good a job as anybody else. Now, this vet in Oklahoma did an amazing job. He pulled 21 pacifiers from a dog's stomach. They said a veterinarian in Oklahoma took to Facebook last week to share what he described as the most fascinating and exciting surgery in his career. Apparently, this dog has been eating baby pacifiers, and he had to extract about 21 of them. Dovey the dog, or Dovey, was brought to Gentle Care Animal Hospital in Edmond after her owner saw her throw up a pacifier. I would be like, what? You're so stupid. Why are you eating pacifiers? Jeez. We got a new little puppy, and all she does is like to eat my hair stuff and my glasses. She's really stupid, but oh well. I love her. So the family recently had a new baby, but they were having a missing Binky dilemma. We call little pacifiers Binky. Here's your little Binky. And Grandma apparently had seen the dog steal a pacifier off the counter once. And the family told the vet that Dovey was eating a little less and had vomited the past few days. But other than that, was acting fine. But when she vomited up a Binky plus Grandma's story, you see, nobody listened to Grandma this whole time. All of a sudden, the dog, you know, barfs up a Binky. Then they're like, oh, maybe Grandma's right. So Daddy brought her in for an x-ray. And photos shared by the vet showed what he reportedly thought was 7 to 9 pacifiers lined up in the stomach, but then as they were taken out, it was Binky after Binky after Binky. Hey! So little baby Dovey is doing great post-op, but they don't know if all pet owners of a dog that stupid would have the same fate. I should not call dogs stupid, but I gotta tell ya, I don't understand why they do that. You know what it is, okay, dogs are a lot smarter than we think. Dogs see the babies always get a Binky in their mouth. And dogs want to have things in their mouth. And so even if it's not food, dogs do not want babies to have what they can't have. It's a jealousy issue. You know, they say you got to be careful of your big dogs, because sometimes you bring a new baby home, the dog will try to hide the baby. Will try to grab the baby, stick it under the couch, do something to it. So the baby's gone. You know, because the dog wants all the love. So dogs can be pretty shrewd. Cats would do the same thing. They're just not big enough and powerful enough. So the dog's probably like, I want that. So they say dogs will eat anything, anytime, and at any age. So you need to watch. Yeah, that is the little dovey dog. They don't show the dog because the dog's like, what? Anyway, there's a fertility doctor who's facing a judge because he lied about using his own sperm to inseminate his patients. Dr. Donald Klein, 79 years old, is a retired Indianapolis fertility doctor. And he's accused of inseminating patients with his own semen, and he is set to plead guilty to charges that he lied to investigators. So a judge is expected to sentence him on 2 counts of obstruction of justice. The charge carries a sentence of 6 months to 3 years in prison. So some of the now adult children of Klein's former patients filed a complaint with the Indiana Attorney General's office in 2014, after they became suspicious that Klein had inseminated some of his patients with his own sperm. Klein, who retired in 2009, initially wrote to investigators denying the allegations, But paternity tests indicate that Klein was likely the biological father of at least two of his patients' children. Those children allege that online genetic tests show that he may be the father of 20 others. So according to prosecutors, Dr. Klein told six adults who believe they were his children that he had donated his own sperm about 50 times starting in the 70s, according to court documents when he was charged last year. He had told his patients they were receiving sperm from medical or dental residents or medical students that had no single donor's sperm was used more than three times. Because here's the thing, as a mom, you don't want to give birth to a child that could later go and have sex with his sister or brother. So you don't want to give birth to a baby where you just have absolutely no idea, you know, who else could have the same genetic material. So no other charges were filed against Klein because Indiana doesn't specifically prohibit fertility doctors from using their own sperm. You guys get that? So in Indiana, if you go to a fertility clinic and you're asking for sperm, I think there should be some law that you can't lie about who you're getting. You know, but, you know, if a doctor wants to donate his sperm and you come in there and go, look, I just need sperm. I don't care who it's from. I just want it to be from somebody with good genes. That's not illegal. What's illegal is if you think it's, you know, I don't know, someone that looks like Michael Fassbender and young and vibrant and whatever. I don't know. Because, you know, they've said older sperm could put you at risk for having a child with autism. So moms do want to know. So Cecile Jacobson was a fertility doctor who secretly used his own sperm. He may have fathered as many as 70 children from 1976 to 1998 in Vienna, Virginia. You know, again, that to me is very concerning when you have somebody, again, a physician, right, you know, devoting their life to healthcare, and then deciding to, you know, do something selfish where they build a little army of, you know, people, right? You know, unknowingly to others, giving birth to 70 kids. That's crazy. That's just crazy. All right, so 25 movies are going to be added to the National Film Registry. Apparently the Library of Congress, all right, has this very prestigious National Film Registry, where they select movies for preservation because of their cultural, historic, or artistic importance. And so now they're going to have about 720 films total. Last year they included The Breakfast Club, The Princess Bride, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and Thelma and Louise. Those were considered classics. This year they're going to be including Titanic, Die Hard, I love Die Hard, Field of Dreams, and The Goonies. I don't know why the Goonies qualify, but they do. So some old movies, Interior New York Subway, 14th Street to 42nd Street. That was a film from 1905, I guess, is included. The Sinking of the Lusitania. He Who Gets Slapped. Fuentes Family Home Movies Collections. Only Angels Have Wings. Dumbo. Dumbo is going to be included. Gentleman's Agreement, Gregory Peck. Ace in the Hole with Kirk Douglas. Spartacus. Again, Kirk Douglas. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? Wanda? Superman. All right, Superman I get. La Bamba. I get that too. Titanic and Memento from the year 2000. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.